Hey there and welcome to the Your Life Matters podcast, part of the Empowering Online Podcast and Coaching Series from mustardseedcoaching.co.uk. Hey friends, hope you're well. Thank you for joining me in today's podcast for Your Life Matters. This is episode 8, How to Stay Positive Through the Coronavirus Pandemic and Other Uncertainty. My name's Chris Allen, sharing my passion and energy for well-being, personal growth and healing for the heart, mind, body and soul. My calling is to help you break the chains of life that have been holding you back from the life that you want, the life that you need and the life you truly deserve. Today I have two quotes for you. The first is by Erica Harris and the second by Jacob A. Rees. Erica Harris gives a wonderful admission of her goal struggles by saying, "I frequently, regularly, often trip while reaching for my high ideals, and then I giggle or I cry and I get back up." Let me read that again. "I frequently, regularly, often trip while reaching for my high ideals, and then I giggle or cry and get back up again." Isn't that wonderful? Your routines, your plans, your hopes and dreams, and your very well-being will be massively affected by what's happening to you or round about you, and this might mean that change is happening whether you're ready for it or not. But that doesn't mean that life stops right there. Not at all. Life still goes on, and you just have to adapt and make the most of your situation, whether that involves a frustrated moment of emotional release or being able to shrug and laugh it off, get back on the horse and continue your journey by whatever route is best. Jacob A. Rees says this about perseverance and not giving up. "Look at a stone cutter hammering away at his rock, perhaps 100 times without as much as a crack showing in it. Yet at the 101st blow, it will be split in two. And I know it was not the last blow that did it, but all that had gone before." Look at a stone cutter hammering away at his rock, perhaps 100 times without as much as a crack showing in it. Yet at the 101st blow, it will split in two. And I know it was not the last blow that did it, but all that had gone before. Imagine the sheer relief and possibly exhaustion of that poor stone cutter when he finally gets the result he needs. Maybe with all that hammering he was finding it hard going and draining, sore on his hands, and a real battle of will to keep going. Perhaps questioning if he really wanted this piece of rock split in the first place, and even facing the temptation to give up. We've all been there. Where that doubt sets in, when we're in the thick of it, struggling to see an end to our problems. But in holding on and seeing things through, we can prove to ourselves why it was so important to stick it out in the first place, and prove that it was all worth the fight for what you believed in. Now remember, friends, change happens, and it's a part of the cycle of life where there's good times and hard times. But we need to both embrace and adapt to change, finding ways to cope and to overcome. There's a lot of uncertainty, confusion and fear in the air right now around the way the coronavirus has appeared and affected the whole world in such a short space of time. Perhaps you've found yourself wondering, how long is this going to last? Will we have enough money through all this? How will I cope not being able to work or even to get the health support that I need? How will I be able to manage childcare with the schools being closed? And what about our elderly family? And that's all understandable, because dealing with the uncertainties of life is bound to cause a degree of stress and anxiety, especially with something as big as this pandemic. It's something so alien to us and surreal in many ways, and hard to get our heads around the reality of it all. But when the changes come against us, whether it's through our own issues or external factors, we can't just give up and shut down and just revert into ourselves. We need to push through and to stay strong. We may not always be able to control the outcome, but we can control our response to it, how we think about it, how we feel about it, and how we process that as we take action in our daily lives. So in today's podcast, we're going to cover some essential ways that you can think practically, that you can stay focused and resilient, and consider some ways to bounce back from tough situations and thrive in the face of challenges. Number one, focus on what you can control. Focus on what you can control. We can often be so consumed by what is suddenly happening around about us out of our control that we forget that we still have things that we can control. Now, these are often smaller things that actually make a big difference to our daily lives. Perhaps things we even take for granted and overlook when the big problems come along. Now let's face it, the big problems do tend to make us feel like we're out of our depth, don't they? Besides the things that we physically create for ourselves, we still have all that makes us us. We have all our knowledge, our skills, our abilities, and our individual personality. We can also make certain choices for ourselves in these situations that set us apart from other people, and decisions that cannot be made for us by somebody else. We can set goals, hopes and dreams to start change happening, setting certain expectations for ourselves, changing our perceptions to find new options, changing how we feel about things, choosing how we think about things, and the actions that we take to cope through the problems. We can also control the things that we already have in place in our lives, like routines, growing relationships, connection to loved ones, the things that we draw strength from, our coping mechanisms, and the activities that we enjoy doing that might be an outlet for any emotional build-up and releasing stress. Take note of what you have in life that you can be grateful for right now. Recognizing what things you have some ability to control, to change, to feed, nurture and grow. Choosing how to think, feel and act. Maybe you've been overlooking these or have taken them for granted. Number two, don't dwell on problems. Don't dwell on problems. Where you focus your attention determines your emotional state. When you focus on a pressing problem that's grinding you down, worrying about it, you create negative emotions and a very heavy stress that can build up and literally consume you. However, when you shift that focus to more constructive ways of coping through those circumstances, on finding solutions and ways to heal and recover and better yourself, you create a new perspective of positivity that in turn creates better habits, routines, and the kind of behaviours that will carry you through and out the other side. Don't allow yourself to be distracted with the problem itself, which will only serve to distract you from the other areas of your life. By all means, respect it for what it represents and understand where it's come from and what impact it may or may not have on you. But don't let it become all you think about. Instead, focus your attention on what you can do despite the reality of the problem, recognizing your power of choice especially, and how you can turn things around again. Number three, don't set your expectations in stone. Don't set your expectations in stone. Now, unfortunately, things can change unexpectedly and sometimes quickly, so if we have a very fixed and tunnel-visioned view of something, we can be taken completely off guard at times when it doesn't work the way that we expect it to. This can lead to disappointment, disheartenment, hurt, a lack of motivation to keep going regardless, and further stress. As much as you can plan carefully for a better tomorrow, there's always going to be a degree of unpredictability. And of course, this works at both ends of the scales too, and it's possible to set your sights too high for a perfect outcome and end up finding it just too hard to reach with the reality hitting you. Or at the other end, actually assuming the worst in a situation and demoralizing yourself completely so it appears so much worse than it was in the first place. My goodness. It's good to have a clear vision of what you want, of course, but remember to be flexible, adaptable, and open to change as it happens. Number four, prepare for different possibilities. Prepare for different possibilities. And again, we're talking about adapting as well here. I've just been talking about not being too rigid in your thinking as far as planning is concerned, and flexibility allows you to keep your options open. Naturally, you will always seek what's on your heart as far as your end goal and ideal outcome in any situation is concerned, but things can change, especially if other people are involved. You may also decide that your original outcome isn't maybe what you wanted after all, and you need something different. You may not know exactly what you want or need from a situation as an alternative, but having an open mind lets you explore other possibilities, and listening to advice from other people can often be a good source of inspiration as well. There'll be times when your careful planning just doesn't work out too, for whatever reason, maybe through a lack of proper planning, a lack of time, resources, knowledge, or perhaps an external source. And this is where having a fallback plan is very valuable. Try listing alternative options, making the most of your careful planning in case something doesn't quite go to your plan. Number five, reflect. Reflect. Think back to a time where you've been really challenged before, perhaps to the point where you've struggled to get through it all, but eventually gained ground and success, and it felt fantastic. Recognize that you were strong enough to get through to the other side. Hindsight can be a wonderful learning tool where we can look back and review things from the past to confirm whether our actions were for the best or should have been taken differently. Is there anything that makes much better sense to you now? Have you maybe overlooked something that might be beneficial to you in your present circumstances? Take time to think and reflect on what helped you before. Write it down. Write down any key thoughts that came out. And when your mind starts to work overtime and the worry sets in, bring out that note and read it to remind yourself that you were able to find options to succeed. It may prompt you to ask yourself questions about options you haven't yet explored. Number six, stick to a routine. Stick to a routine. Our routine is great for giving us a timely structure to our day, and indeed often gives people a sense of stability and helps them cope better. Whether you're working from home or not working, off school or simply social distancing, it can be very beneficial to maintain some sort of routine when you have to stay inside. It might not sound like much, but just getting up and dressed instead of lounging around in your pyjamas can give a sense of purpose to your day and often just kickstarts the motivation. A great way to start your day is with some exercise or a mindfulness meditation to get you in the right headspace for your day ahead. The more relaxed and slow your day starts off, the more likely it is that key times that you would normally stick to will start to slip and be missed, such as perhaps regular meal times, household chores, and even calling loved ones to see how they're doing. So start your day as you mean to continue, as your attitude will literally influence the rest of your day. What gets you into the right gear when you wake up in the morning? Do you have a plan for the day ahead? Using a task list helps you to stay aware of what needs done, things that you want to occupy yourself with, and is a great way of helping you to get round those projects you've been meaning to do for a while, but maybe put off due to a lack of time. Number 7, take advantage of your spare time. We've just been talking about time there. Take advantage of your spare time. Time in a lockdown may also be considered a blessing in disguise. Think about it. The busyness of daily life often means that quality time with loved ones, exploring our passions, enjoying our hobbies, or trying something new for the first time can take a back seat. But right now, for most people anyway, time is a commodity we actually have plenty of for once. Where we craved extra time before to be able to do all these things, we now actually have time to do it. Even still, many people aren't really taking advantage of the fact and wasting a wonderful opportunity. Think of your bucket list of things on your to-do list. Those garden projects, cutting the grass, clearing the weeds, replanting flowers, coating the fence. What about indoors? Freshening up the wallpaper or repainting the whites and gloss. And finally, fixing that broken thing that's been in the back of your mind for a while. Yeah, we all know what we're talking about. If you've been wanting to lose weight, this is the great time to start one of the many online classes, or dig out an exercise DVD and get active. Even your hobbies can become a thing again, and of course will help break up your day, alleviate the boredom, and you may also be able to get your family involved too. Many people have actually been home baking and painting and learning new languages for when they can eventually go on holiday again. Number 8, be kind to yourself and practice self-care. Be kind to yourself and practice self-care. When we feel restricted in a situation, limited in what we feel we can do, or even struggling to find ways to cope, the first person that we tend to be hard on is actually ourselves. We blame ourselves for a lack of energy or lack of enthusiasm, for wasting time, for not doing enough, for not being good enough, for missed opportunities and for not being stronger and able to cope. But what good is that going to do you? Absolutely none at all. In a difficult situation, the last thing you need to do is be hard on yourself. You may find that your tolerances and your perseverance in the situation has changed or is going through changes the more frustrated you get. So remind yourself that it might take some time for things to settle down and get resolved. Be patient with yourself though, and don't be too quick to self-blame. Help yourself to stay focused by using more positive self-talk to lift yourself up. Affirmations that remind you that you are doing your best regardless of what's happening around about you. And practice proper self-care. Make that time for you as well. Whether it's having quiet time, meditation, space to yourself away from others for a while, pamper time with a long hot soak in the bath and a glass of wine, spending time on your cleansing, makeup and nails routines to make you feel nicer, or just getting out and exercising so you can get in the zone and have some headspace. Maintaining your healthy routines such as eating well and regularly, your daily exercise and proper sleep are all essential parts of self-care. Make these things a part of your daily routine, planning them into your day from the moment you wake up. And when you feel your best, you can do your best and you can be your best. Number 9. Practice gratitude. Practice gratitude. When things seem to go wrong all around you, stop. Take a step back and look at things from another angle. Take a moment to consider what is actually going well in your life right now. What is working for you right now? What can you be thankful for right now? Gratitude is a powerful way of knowing where we are in life, in changing our perspective so that we see the bigger picture and how important it all is. It shows appreciation. It shows acceptance. It shows understanding. It can be expressed in so many ways, yet doesn't necessarily need words to show it. There's actually been many studies that have proven that gratitude makes us happier and healthier, and therefore helps create a habit where we focus on the positive things in life and we're less distracted by negative things. Isn't that wonderful? Stay grounded and thankful for all things, even things such as life experience, through the hard times, through challenges, through hurt and heartache, but also through joy and laughter, fun and excitement, and living life to its fullest. For growth, for healing, for learning, for options, for choices, for change, for the past, present, and the future. For hopes and dreams and goals to work towards. And for the little things in life that make us smile, like a loving glance, a heartfelt embrace, an intimate touch, a surprise gift, a thank you when you didn't expect one. For the thoughtfulness of others that deeply touches your soul in a way that turns your whole day around and puts a lovely smile on your face. Number 10. When you are struggling, ask for help. When you're struggling, ask for help. Most of us have a degree of misplaced self-pride that stops us from firstly admitting that we're struggling and secondly having the courage to speak up about it. So when we feel like the weight of the world is on our shoulders, it's easy to feel overwhelmed and stressed out, and we literally grind to a halt under the pressure. It can only be a matter of time before you take ill through stress and anxiety related to your circumstances. So you need to recognize the impact it's having on your life and your health and make a decision to do something about it. What's also important to remember is that your stress may be affecting other people around you as well, like your loved ones, your partner, your children, perhaps even your friends too, or your work colleagues if you're still able to work just now. So if you're having trouble managing whatever situation you find yourself in, understand that you don't need to struggle on alone. It's time to get some help. But who can you approach for help? Well, the first thing to do is to ask yourself, who do I trust and can turn to within my immediate circle? Whether that's family, friends, colleagues, a religious leader, or someone you consider a mentor that you look up to. And depending on who is approachable, would they actually be able to help you in whatever it is you're dealing with? For a lot of us, a good chat and a chance to offload really helps a lot, and it can make all the difference between the feelings of loneliness and isolation and actually feeling like someone cares and is really there for you. Even if all they've technically done is just listened, this is especially valuable as they're giving you time, an open heart, and an opportunity to unburden yourself. Now, of course, there will be times when things require more than just a chat with a friend, and this is where it's important to be really honest with yourself and recognize the impact your situation is having on you and the need to seek more professional help. Contact your local doctor's practice and ask about what services are available during any lockdown period. The availability of doctors for face-to-face or phone consultations, and make an appointment to speak to your doctor or even a community nurse. To reduce exposure and a chance of infection, many practices are operating with a phone-based triage system throughout the pandemic, meaning that you have a chance to speak with someone about your situation in a bit of detail before making an appointment, and they can advise you what's best from that point forwards. Your town may also have its own local government website that you can reference for further help and guidance on healthcare services in the area. You may also find that it could be your limiting beliefs that have become chains that are holding you back from finding the answers that you're looking for in your situation. And maybe you've become less motivated, you've lost focus on your goals and the things that you're trying to achieve, you're losing momentum and just getting into a rut. You might be feeling so stuck that even your self-worth and self-esteem is affected, and before you know it, you've lost interest in anything that you're passionate about before. And this is where life coaching can help you to break those chains, literally, and show you how to create the life that you want, how to create the life that you need, and to create the life that you truly deserve. Life coaching can help with virtually any part of someone's life, whether it's personally or professionally, in making both choices and change happen. It's a method of helping people to move through personal change from where they are now to where they want to be in their lives. A life coach is an experienced professional who supports and encourages you to realize your potential, to make achievable plans and goals for your life or career, and to build both confidence and belief in yourself. Mustard Seed Coaching will help empower you by giving you the tools you need to take control of your life or other concerns, including your self-esteem, your confidence, your health, relationships, finances, spirituality, career and work-life balance. In this modern world, it can be easy to lose our sense of purpose, and having a life coach helps you to make the most of what you have and to be all you can be. We also apply neuro-linguistic programming, NLP techniques, hypnotherapy, and counselling as a valuable tool to assist with any deeper issues where required as well. So friends, how have you been keeping busy, staying active, and coping throughout this time? What else can you do from our 10 ways that we've listed in this podcast to help yourself further? Have you been following us on social media? Because every day, Monday to Friday, I've actually been online on our Facebook page giving a daily live seed video with a thought for the day and extra encouragement. So be sure to check out all of our page's live videos on Facebook at mustardseedcoachinguk/live. That's our page name, mustardseedcoachinguk, that's all one word, /live, and that will take you directly to all our live videos that have been recorded so far. And there's literally about 3.5 to 4 weeks worth of live videos on there, so go and check them out. My name's Chris Allen for mustardseedcoaching.co.uk, and I want to thank you for joining me on today's podcast for Your Life Matters. This was episode 8, How to Stay Positive Through the Coronavirus Pandemic and Other Uncertainty, which I hope you found helpful and inspiring. Don't forget to register for the Your Life Matters Wellbeing newsletter for advance notifications of podcast releases with helpful life tools and tips, quotes and affirmations, courses, and special offers and product information too. So until next time, friends, thank you for listening. Take care and God bless.